To kick off each hour of the Best of the Quest Pledge Drive, we've asked the Catholic schools in the Archdiocese to say a prayer.
Hi, my name is Jude Barron. I attend St. John Bosco Academy, and I'm in the 8th grade. The thing I love most about my school is how our faith is integrated into every part of our learning. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thine intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in your mercy hear and answer me. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, you're listening to AM 1160, The Quest.
I think one of us might know who that prayer was done by, don't we?
Yes, that was my younger brother, Jude. Hello, everyone. My name's Ben Barron.
Producer Ben.
Producer Ben, the ginger right. From Honest to God podcast.
Honest to God. You know, and I was really, of all the hours, and I mean, we've had some great hours here on the Quest Pledge Drive, but of all the hours I was really looking forward to, this was one of them. Just because, in fact, let me back up here for all our listeners who... don't know what's going on here. Sometimes I don't know what's going on here. But we have a new show for young adults, and it's called Honest to God.
Heck yeah.
And so what we've got an hour in here. John Henry Spann, why don't you introduce yourself? Who are you? Why are you here?
Well, so first of all, I want to ask everybody to lower those expectations significantly about this hour. And I really appreciate what Dave was saying. I don't know if we're that great. That being said, I am super pumped to be here. My name is John Henry Spann. I do a little bit of teaching. I'm the Dean of Academics over at St. John Bosco Academy, where Jude Barron recorded that in my office, mm-hmm. that prayer, and he rocked it. Shout out to Jude and all the wonderful Barrons. Big fans of all of them. But I'm excited to be here today to talk about how much I love Bosco, but also to talk about our brand new show here on AM 1160, Honest to God, the Producer Ben show, which was, that didn't work out when we were running it.
Yeah,
with
we went through like the John Henry Spann show with everybody else. That was another like working title.
John Henry and the John Henry and Ginger Ben. I like that one.
Uh-huh.
It sounds like a nursery rhyme. Yeah, it was. Oh, yeah, and I'm sorry. Don't let me monopolize. You guys introduce yourselves, please, because y'all are as big of a part of our podcast, our radio show, as me or Ben.
I mean, no, the way I see it, I'm just here to support Ben. My vote was still for the name to be Triple B, Ben Barron Broadcasting.
Heck yeah.
But that's fine.
The BBB.
Yeah, BBB, nice and easy. But we can still do that on the side, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, I'm JJ Futschko. I'm an aspiring engineering student. And this is what I do on the side, just for funsies.
And you rock it every time, JJ.
Yes, sure.
That's awesome. My name is Grace Gibbons. Yeah, so like all jokes aside, like we did go through a lot of names trying to figure out what we were going to do. But we ended up arriving at the name Honest to God because we were discussing like as young adults, what does the world need more of? And we were talking about how discussion is just, it's so muted. Like everyone cancels people and shuts them out and no one's actually discussing or like opening up their ideas to each other. So we were thinking we need a forum where people can come and talk about things that are just like on their mind and be truly honest about it. And also to do that from a Catholic perspective is really cool. So I think mm-hmm. you guys are really going to like it. You should check it out. We're on Spotify, YouTube, like wherever you listen to podcasts.
Apple
like you
Podcasts,
name it.
Anywhere.
Tune in.
It's actually so fun. Yeah.
Well, I've been so excited about this because a big driving force in my life is just doing whatever Janice Givens asked me to do.
Me too.
Same here.
Yeah.
And when she came to me and asked if I would be interested in being involved with this and doing some moderating on the show, once again, it is not the John Henry Spann show, and that's one of the things I really like about it. I sit there and I moderate and I ask
that's
questions.
That's what most people like about it.
Exactly. But the show is, I think that's part of our tagline, right? For young adults, by young adults, all of this stuff. And it's mostly you guys. It's kids from 18 years old through kids to about 40 years old, right, who are coming on, newly married couples, right, people who are still in college, different walks of life. Because if I can speak for myself, when I was sort of going through my little conversion, I was baptized Catholic, but I wasn't really practicing until I was late high school, early college, somewhere in there. And I thought I was the only person who existed that actually took this stuff seriously. And I didn't know that there were other people to connect with. And I didn't know that there was more out there. And I'm just thrilled to death to be a part of this show. So if you're listening, if you're in that sort of young adult category, or if you're a little younger in high school and about to be in that category, or if you've got children who are there, give us a listen, y'all. It is incredible. And if we get to, give me a random number, Ben, right now. A big
77.
One. If we get 77 subscribers on YouTube before we're done, Ben Barron is going to shave his legs on television.
On television, yep.
We agreed to that. Originally, we're
going to agree to that right now.
Will you actually do that? 77?
I will. Yeah.
All right, great.
Oh my gosh, guys, make it happen.
Yeah, please make that happen. So right now, go to YouTube. This is really important. 77 is not that hard. We just like launched the page, but you can totally get to 77. Mm-hmm. Go to YouTube right now. Honest to God, if you type in Honest to God Quest, you'll go immediately to it, and go ahead and subscribe. Like, you can download it.
And he will shave his legs, honest to God.
Honest to God.
Yeah. See, that's my favorite part about the title is, like, people say it on accident all the time. Mm-hmm. So someone's just like, you know, honest to God, I'm thinking, speaking of that, you heard my podcast.
Hey, I want to mention, first of all, this is the Best of the Quest pledge drive. And that's really the reason I was looking forward to this hour, is because this truly is part of the Best of the Quest. And this pledge drive, it helps us to bring programming like this. Now, I heard, and I don't know if it was you, Grace, or if it was somebody else, one of the females in the group, but
we're all the same.
Yeah,
so.
It doesn't matter. You're interchangeable.
I'm just
but
kidding.
No, one of you was saying that they had nothing to go to, and you know, we're listening to Father Mike Schmitz, mm-hmm. which you know, he's great. Everybody loves him, mm-hmm. but it's not specifically for young adults, and there's not a whole lot out there that is specifically for young adults. So that's why I'm really excited about this, to bring this. One of the things we learned when we, and Grace, in fact, you were helpful in this right off the bat. You were interviewing people. You went to a retreat for young adults and were saying, hey, what if there was this podcast and would you listen and all this stuff? And one of the things that we heard several times is that I'm not going to listen to a podcast. I want to see it. Mm-hmm. I want to see, even if it's just people talking, just their heads talking, I want to see this. Mm-hmm. I want to see it on YouTube. So the Quest went out and invested in camera equipment, lighting, the switcher, everything that we needed. And Ben, thank you so much, because if it weren't for Ben, none of this would be happening.
100%. Yeah. Producer Ben is the man. And all of that lighting is going to come in great when Ben shaves his legs. Uh-huh.
I'm going to put my foot up on the table.
Please,
wide shot.
Please do that. I don't know if we can get away with that, but I promise you, dear listeners, that I will do everything I can to make that actually happen if we get to 77.
77.
Right. Easy.
But my point to all this is that those cameras, and they're not free. I mean, that stuff costs money. Okay? And we did it very frugally. Is that a word? Frugally.
Frugally.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it didn't sound right when it came out of my mouth. But we didn't, you know, spare no expense, but we got what we needed. Mm-hmm. I think we have a good product visually.
Absolutely.
But it costs money, and that's what this pledge drive is all about, so that we can keep investing in bringing shows like Honest to God. So if you would like to donate for this Best of the Quest pledge drive, call 470-508-1160. You can go to thequestatlanta.com or right on the app on your phone. There's a little donate button. You can just hit that and donate that way as well. And let me mention, while I've got the floor here, real quick, I just want to mention some of these people. I meant to mention this in the last hour because it was quite an inspiring story from Denise. But in honor of Denise, from her neighbor Dawn in Marietta, she made a donation. Todd, that was for Denise. From her husband, he says she's a rock star. She truly is. If you were listening, you know she is. Also Priscilla and Scott from Roswell. So thank you very much. And Yeah, so go ahead and get those pledges coming in and everything. And so where were we?
No, I mean, I want to double up on what you just said too and do a sincere thank you to the people who are donating to this, because it is a big deal, right? Everybody who's involved with this is all volunteer, and we really believe in this mission, and we're pumped for it. We're super excited about it, but it's not possible without donations like these coming in.
And that's what the other thing I was going to bring up too is that John Henry Spann, you have donated your time as well as all three of these people, Ben especially. I mean, he is doing all the production work on it. He's making it look incredible too. I mean,
doing
the thumbnails,
some editing right before I came here, actually.
What's that?
I was doing some thumbnails for the next two episodes before I came
here.
But
those thumbnails look awesome.
Yeah, they're so
they
fun.
Really. I mean, the whole thing is just coming together, and that's why I'm so excited about this. I was looking forward to this hour in the pleasure.
My mom told me I looked really handsome in those thumbnails, Ben. So I appreciate that. Shout out to Judy Spann out there. I love you, Mom. She's 100% listening. I'm an only child, and I'm spoiled, and so. And I'm required to do that. So shout out to all of your mothers, but Mom in particular. Yeah. So I have a question, because I'm really curious about this, and I hate to just put on my moderator hat all the time, but I'm interested, and I like doing this. I think hearing other people, hearing their ideas is more important than mine, because I hear my ideas all the time. Why, Grace, you touched on this a little bit, but JJ and Ben, why is it that you guys are dedicating the time and energy to this that you are, right? You're in different states in life. I'm the oldest of the young adults, and I really appreciate still being put in that category, right? I'm in my mid-30s, and I'm super passionate about this because I grew up in a little town with no Catholics in it in the middle of nowhere. And having like-minded people and building community is so important to me because of those experiences. But I'm really curious about what your decision is. We haven't had a chance to talk about that on the air. So either one of you, I'd love to hear about it.
Yeah. So my initial decision, I'm going to do this, was because John Henry asked me. He texted me and he's like, hey, man, don't tell anyone, but I'm starting to do a radio show with The Quest. They've hired me on to do
Heck
it.
Yeah.
Do you want to be the AV guy for this? And I was like, yes, absolutely. You're asking me to do it, so I'm going to do it. But then coming on to it and kind of seeing the need for it, I've been looking for something that I could attach my name to, because I've been doing podcasting and being behind the scenes that no one really knows that I'm doing anything for a long time, but I've been getting paid for all of it. And so I've been looking for something that I can just kind of do out of the fact that I enjoy doing this kind of stuff and I enjoy editing and making a show. But also something that can really impact people around me. And I think I've stumbled upon this with everybody else, that it is just a fantastic way to reach people, especially my age. And I feel like I am able to bring that knowledge of someone that's my age to how to reach people like me.
Sure. Well, it really is. It is a ministry. I like how you said
Absolutely.
That. I'm doing all these paid gigs and whatever,
right.
And there's got to be a way for me to give back, because you grew up in the middle of nowhere in South Georgia too.
I did,
which is pretty cool.
Absolutely.
Shout out to
nowhere.
Swainsboro. I'm sure we got a ton of listeners in Swainsboro.
Absolutely.
If you are listening right now from Swainsboro and you donate anything, even a dollar, I will send you a pair of socks with Ben Barron's face on it.
Cool.
I will do that. I'm putting that down right now. Donate a dollar, message us your address. You have to be from Swainsboro, honor code. All right, and we will make that happen. I'm making all kinds of promises.
I know who they are, because there's that little number of people in Swainsboro.
I was literally in Swainsboro over Christmas break last year, and I talked to a random person, and I asked them if they knew Catherine Barron, and she said, do you mean Catherine, and then said your mom's maiden name. It was weird. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Everybody knows each other.
Yeah. What about you, JJ? Why are you here, dude? I'm so glad you're here. You've been in half of our videos so far.
Yeah, I know. I mean, really just to share my beautiful face. No, I'm kidding.
No, it helps, though. It does help.
It does help.
We appreciate that.
Absolutely. Yeah, of course. But no, kind of what you mentioned earlier, just kind of I just have Saturdays set aside for whatever Janice Givens asks me to do.
Good way to live your life, brother. I'm telling
very
you.
Very good way. But no, just I think it's really important to talk about stuff and be open and honest to God about stuff.
Heck yeah. Did you look straight in the camera and wink when you said that? We don't have a camera today, but we need,
and we need that little
ding. Yeah, exactly. But no, but just there's a lot of trepidation before coming on air, because I was thinking, oh, am I the best person to be talking and trying to guide people or explain things to people? And I was really scared about it, but what I've realized throughout my life is all the things I struggle with. There's a million things I try and deal with them, but the only thing that's consistently helpful is being open and talking to people about them.
Totally. And that whole, I mean, I've dealt with that too. I kind of am on the opposite end, and that I've always struggled with pride, right? I think I'm the man, dude. I like myself way too much. I've got a spiritual direction appointment tomorrow at 5:00, by the way, with Father Juan Pablo Duran, where I will talk more about how I struggle with pride. But that being said, I've also struggled with thinking, well, if I'm not perfect, then I don't need to do it, right? If I don't know everything, if I don't have all the background, or, oh, I haven't gone to school long enough, or I don't know about that in particular, I can't do it. And what I love about our show is that it's just like regular dudes, which is a gender-neutral term in this case, right? Mm-hmm. Just like regular people having regular conversations, and we're not pulling people who have, you know, PhDs in theology or people who have built up giant organizations or whatever. It's just people. Like, it's honest. What are you doing? Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I didn't say to God after I said honest, but no, it's real and it's raw, and I think that's a good thing.
It is, and I just want to give a report here. We are at 33 subscribers on the
Oh, that's incredible.
Right, ooh, I do want to mention one thing with that is we're not at the top of the YouTube search results just yet. So if you need to find us quick, it's Honest to God Podcast. If you search that on YouTube, we're like the third option.
All right. 34 to go. Mm-hmm. Ben Barron will put his leg on the table and shave it if we can get away with it, which I will push for as hard as I can with what little sway I
have. Absolutely. And let me also report that if you want to keep things like this going, you want to keep this Honest to God podcast going for the young adults. And also, I'm by no stretch a young adult. I mean,
could have fooled me, Dave. Yeah. I was going to go with 28, 29.
80, 90 years ago, I might have been a young adult. But yes, I am not. But I enjoy listening to it as well. And I think that especially parents of people that have young adults, you know, as their kids, they can get something out of it as well.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, definitely it's just good to hear the perspective from young adults. So to keep things like this going, it takes money, it takes financial resources, and we would appreciate your help to donate, make a one-time donation, or better yet, a pledge. If you could donate a monthly amount, I don't know if it's 10 bucks, if it's 50 bucks, whatever it is, if you could make that monthly commitment, it would really go a long way. 470-508-1160 is a number to call. You can do it that way, or as young adults would probably do, they'd probably do it from the app on their phone. You can do that as well, the Quest Atlanta app or thequestatlanta.com.
That's a great point. Yeah, before even coming on the show, I was texting all my friends. I was like, listen, do you really need the pumpkin spice latte? Like, let's be real. It's not even fall yet. It's not chilly enough to wear a sweater. You don't need that coffee. So maybe give up a coffee or two each month and pledge something to the Quest.
Yeah, when it's the automatic withdrawal thing, you don't even think about it. You just have it where it charges your credit card. You forget all about it. It'll be great. You'll keep Ben Barron doing great Ben Barron things. It's gonna be amazing.
And I read a statistic too that, and I'm gonna mess this up, but it's something like the average person makes like $100 in payments every month to subscriptions that they no longer realize they even have.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
You know, like, oh, I forgot I signed up for Hulu or what?
Sure.
All that stuff. So if you were to go through all, you know, and check your bank statement, your credit card statement, whatever, and see, wait a minute, why is that getting a monthly withdrawal every month, you know, cancel that, send that money over to the Quest.
Yeah, that's what we're really here to do today. We're here to help you get your checkbook balanced and go through and dig all that garbage out so you can give the money to something that actually is efficacious, actually does something, and hopefully does some good in this world.
Absolutely. I think we talked about, you know, how we got here and everything. And then, you know, maybe part of what we want to talk about is where we see this going. I know that we started out, they were 27-minute segments, and then everybody said, you know, 27 minutes isn't enough. So now it's two segments of 27 minutes for each show, correct?
Yeah, 27 minutes flew by so fast. We've almost been on air right now for 27 minutes.
You know, exactly.
Yeah.
It was amazing, and we would just get into some good conversation, and then we'd have to end. So we started doing the two-parters, but now we're starting to do the full, what is it, 54-minute sections now?
Yeah, two 27-minute. Yeah. 27-ish. Ben was worried about it. He was texting me over the weekend. He's like, you know, we went 29 minutes on this one. I said, you know what? Let's just go with it. It for the radio, it does help. I mean, because we've got, you know, time constraints, but as long as we keep it under 30 minutes. But this airs on the radio Saturdays at 4 p.m. if you want to just hear the audio portion of it, which a lot of people do, whether it's on Spotify or, you know, Apple Music, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it posts at the exact same time every Saturday, mm-hmm. an hour of content going up at 4 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you can find it on the radio, you can find it on YouTube, or anywhere you get podcasts. So Absolutely. Make sure you check that out, and make sure you subscribe so Ben will shave his legs on camera. I'm not letting that go, just like I'm not letting it go that Benny's supposed to sing the Golden Girls theme song.
Yeah,
I swear if that guy does show notes again.
I'm Ben.
Right, not, yeah.
Benny's another person on Honest to God.
Can we put a camera on him and just not mention it, like during the next show? And then if he's doing show notes or something over off to the side, and then repeatedly bring up the Golden Girls and then let him know he's on camera?
Yeah.
I like
just
it.
Like make a compilation of his face every time we mention the Golden Girls.
I don't know the tune for Thank You for Being a Friend, and I'm not sure if we could sing it if I did. But I see that going really, really well. I like it.
Yeah.
We'd be up to 77 subscribers instantly.
Easy. We're probably already there. We don't need to check. I'm sure we're very, very close.
I was just handed this, that the next 10 callers or online donors are going to get a $10 gift card for Chick-fil-A. How about that?
That is a great return on investment.
I'm gonna step out of the room real quick. Yeah.
Make a call. Well, I mean, think about this. I mean, let's say you donate $20. You get the $10 gift card, so you've basically just spent $10. You've given us $20. That, you know, hello, win-win for everybody.
And then you make it a recurring charge and you forget about it, and then it can be a statistic about how $100 is going there every month. I dig it, man.
Absolutely.
I like it.
Absolutely.
And if you donate $10 and you're from, or you donate $20 and you're from Swainsboro, Georgia, you will also get in the mail a pair of socks with Ben Barron's face on it, which is the most important, most important thing money can buy. So I have a totally unrelated story that I want to tell. Is that okay, Dave? Can I just go off on that?
Yeah, please do. We got a few minutes before we have to break.
All right, so true story. This is a true story. At school, we got homecoming coming up, right? And, you know, there's all the homecoming drama and girls and dances and getting asked and who doesn't get asked and who does and all of that. And one of our kids had done a lot of work. They'd done a lot of yard work, saving up money to be able to buy their ticket and the ticket for the girl they want to ask. So they're getting ready to ask it. This is at St. John Bosco Academy, by the way. Shout out to St. John Bosco. Go Gray Wolves. Tomorrow is our senior night volleyball game. It's going to be killer. And so he had all this money set aside. And then he was somewhere. I don't know where he was. I don't know if he was at a flea market or what it was. And he realized that for the same amount of money he was going to spend on the homecoming date, he could buy a sword.
For sale.
And now I think it's cool. Lots of respect to it. I have a lot of opinions on like male requirements to ask females out and everything, but homecoming dates come and go. Swords are forever. I regret a lot of dates I went on. None of the swords I've ever bought, that's for sure.
As someone who owns 7 decorative swords,
yes.
Great purchase.
This
great
is
purchase.
The way, dude. Mm-hmm. I dig it. Okay, so shout out to that student whose name I will not say on air.
Alternatively, I own no swords and I'm also thriving, so I don't know.
Yeah, but think about how much better your life would be, Grace.
Exactly.
What would I do with a sword?
You could hang it up in your room. You could look at it. You could tell people you have a sword. You could stand outside and swing it around. You could hit trees with it.
Cut apples with it.
Throw apples up in the air.
Uh-huh. In midair.
This is the kind of hard-hitting content
Amazon
you're going to get
right now.
On Honest to God.
Can you buy a sword on Amazon?
Totally, yes. My kid bought the Sting, like Frodo's sword.
Mm-hmm.
He bought a replica of Sting on Amazon.
I have Aragorn's sword.
Shut up.
My brother.
These are the kind of conversations that we have on Honest to God podcast. And just like John Henry was saying, we're normal people and we're just talking about like, well, semi-relative and relevant events and things.
We go a little deeper on Honest to God, but there is still, I would totally tell that story on Honest to God if I hadn't just told it.
Yeah. Yep. Well, that's one of the reasons why I like it, is it's like we do like have the hard hitting, like universal truths, and we're going to dig into it and have theology and philosophy and all this great stuff. But we're also going to talk about swords and like, and Chick-fil-A sandwiches.
And would you rather be covered with scales or feathers?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, but it is.
Important question.
It's fun to have a show. It's really, I think, an important and a good thing to have a show where you can talk about humana vitae, right? Some like deep stuff, sexual ethics, whatever it is, in one episode, and at the beginning of an episode, and then by the end, having a conversation about how cool it is that this kid bought a sword and is going by himself to homecoming. I think that's cool. I think that's real.
So this is the Best of the Quest pledge drive on AM 1160 The Quest. And part of the best of the Quest is definitely the Honest to God podcast show that we have airs here on the Quest at 4 o'clock Saturdays. But you can also pick it up on Spotify and Apple Music, all those places where you typically go, and you can also get it on YouTube as well. And in the studio here today, we have John Henry Spann, who is the moderator, I guess, right?
Yes, moderator, I think is the title.
Yeah, and we also have Ben Barron, producer Ben.
Ben.
I bow to him.
He's the real showstopper.
Yeah, I mean, without him, we got nothing here. Oh. We got Grace Givens, and we also have... And JJ, I want to mess up your last name.
I'm honestly scared to say it because... Millions of times I've said it.
Let's just stick with JJ.
Yeah, I think I need to legally get rid of that last name.
It's a killer name. It's a good one. Yeah.
So anyway, we'll be talking more about the Honest to God podcast coming up here in just a little bit on The Quest.
You're listening to AM 1160 The Quest, and this is our fall pledge drive, where the theme is The Best of the Quest, Stories of Inspiration. After hearing these stories of inspiration, if you're moved to donate, please call 470-508-1160, go to our app, or go to thequestatlanta.com. Remember, The Quest is 100% listener-supported, and we rely on donations from people like you to stay on the air. We'll be back to the Best of the Quest pledge drive shortly on AM 1160, The Quest, your Atlanta Catholic Radio.
The Quest presents The Family Room, sponsored by Versprite.
Katie Warner, author of Head and Heart, Becoming Spiritual Leaders for Your Family.
I had a lot of theology and faith study under my belt, but family life is new to everybody when they enter into it. And it's one thing to know your faith in theory, and a whole other thing to put it in practice in the midst of marriage and family life.
Hear this entire conversation on The Family Room podcast at thequestatlanta.com. New episodes Wednesday mornings at 11 on AM 1160, The Quest.
AM 1160 The Quest helps listeners, both Catholic and non-Catholic, learn more about our faith.
Here's Father Tim Nadolski from St. Clair of Assisi in Acworth.
When I was in Athens, we had a radio station there. At first, I remember thinking, what a waste of time, who listens to the radio? And I thought, in Catholic radio, is anybody going to listen to that? But then the number of times that I would have somebody in the confessional that had been 15, 20, 30 years since they'd been to confession, and I would ask, just for my own knowledge, what was it that brought you back to confession after so long? And they'd say, oh, I was listening to that radio station, and I heard something, and it just really struck me, and I knew that I had to come back. That was not a single event. That happened several times. And so from that point forward, I recognized, okay, there is importance here to Catholic radio. If it brings one person back, wonderful. Do support this radio station with your contributions, recognizing that it may be the thing that brings somebody back to the faith.
We are a 100% listener-supported station. We have expenses that need to be covered to keep the Quest on the air, so your donation of any amount helps to bring people closer to Christ. You can donate from the Quest Atlanta app or at thequestatlanta.com.
If you're a financial advisor and would like to learn how to help your clients achieve their charitable giving goals, then join the Catholic Foundation Professional Advisors Network Luncheon on Wednesday, September 28th. Go to thequestatlanta.com for more information.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. As he drove through Mineral Wells, Texas, Jim Rhodes noticed many vacant buildings due to the shutdown of a military base. He said, I always complain to God about things that bother me, so I asked him, why aren't these buildings being used to help the homeless? Days later, a local newspaper reported that one of the buildings was available to any charity that could put it to good use. Rhodes sent his idea to city officials, and they offered him the building. With the help of donated services from people in the area, people like plumbers, electricians, and painters, Rhodes opened the New Haven Family Center in 1993. It's helped many families start a new life by providing clothes, food, and job training. This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
The Quest presents Pro-Life Minutes.
Emotional consequences from a chemical RU486 abortion are often more severe than a surgical abortion. The abortion industry advertises that chemical abortions are easier and cheaper for women. The facts are, the woman becomes the abortionist by taking an abortion pill at home. She will typically have severe contractions and bleeding and expel the baby, usually in her bathroom. In a surgical abortion, she doesn't see the baby, but in the case of a chemical abortion, she sees the baby and must decide how to dispose of the completely formed child. The woman can be emotionally traumatized, her bathroom becoming a place of recurring flashbacks. This is extremely difficult for the woman and may cause PTSD. Knowing the truth saves lives. Let's show the world that every life matters by speaking up for life at every opportunity.
For more homegrown wisdom, visit thequestatlanta.com.
Did you know that your body has a theology? We see signs every day. Stop, slow, one way. Signs convey information and instruct us to do a specific action. Another sign we see every day is the body. A man gets on one knee to propose to a woman. Here, the body says, "I honor you." Jesus Christ died on a cross to save us from our sins. Here, the body said, "I lay my life down for you." In his Theology of the Body, Pope John Paul II wrote, "The human body includes, right from the beginning, the capacity of expressing love. The body speaks, and by reflecting on its origin and purpose, we learn God's plan for our lives and understand how to love, just as He loves us."
I'm Clarissa Chichioko for Creative Catholic Works. For more on the Theology of the Body, you can find us at creativecatholicworks.org.
The best of The Quest, stories of inspiration pledge drive on AM 1160, The Quest. Make your pledge or donation by calling 470-508-1160 on our app or go to thequestatlanta.com. Now back to the best of The Quest pledge drive on AM 1160, The Quest, your Atlanta Catholic Radio.
We are back on the pledge drive, the best of The Quest pledge drive. I'm Dave Savage, the programming and production manager here at The Quest, and we are talking with Honest to God. That's the new show for young adults here on The Quest, and John Henry Spann, who is the moderator.
Happy to be here, pumped.
Yeah, yeah, we're excited to have you as well, and we also have Ben Barron, Grace Givens, and JJ.
Hey.
Thanks, y'all, for being here.
JJ, no last name.
No last name.
Jay is the last name.
I like that.
Last name, Jay.
Okay. Let me open up the... Let me step through the... Yeah, there we go. I got to check out, go to the call center here.
I like that. Yeah, and, absolutely. I was walking through all those cubicles on the way in.
Yeah, exactly. And we got to see...
So many people.
Oh, yeah. So we've got... I forgot where I left off here. I think we've got Barbara from Roswell. Kathleen from Johns Creek.
Thanks, Barbara. Thanks, Kathleen.
Someone needs to pick up that phone.
I know. There's just so many ringing.
It's so active. I mean, we've got...
Thanks for bringing us into this room with you, Dave. It's really fun to be standing here together holding these microphones.
Yeah, absolutely. Judy from Marietta, we thank you. And Rosemary from Atlanta, we thank you very much.
Let's get out of this room here.
There we go.
It's much quieter.
It is.
It's funny how sweaty in there. Yeah, it's hot. It's funny how there's like literally a bank vault door, and so it's silent on the other side. You should let those people out.
We do every now and then. Every now and then.
But only if you donate today. So please help the call center. Let them have a water break. Let them leave the room. They can't do it unless we reach our goal.
We are holding them hostage. So, and I want to mention this again. First of all, we haven't gotten 10 callers yet or online donors. So the next 10 from whenever that was, I think we've got 4 so far. But you're going to get a $10 gift card to Chick-fil-A.
Okay. The Chick-fil-A, the Lord's Chicken. Check it out.
Who doesn't like Chick-fil-A?
I'm telling you. I had Chick-fil-A in the lobby before I walked in this room, and it was great. So yeah. I endorse it. Yeah.
Were those the biscuits from this morning?
They were the biscuits from this morning. Yeah. They're still good. They keep, guys.
Yeah, they do.
You can take those $10. You can buy a biscuit tomorrow morning. You can eat it the following Saturday. It'll be just as good.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
A couple biscuits.
It's an investment in your future. Donating to The Quest is an investment in your future. There you go.
That's right. But I also want to reiterate this, that we're doing this young adult show because there really is nothing out there for young adults.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I can't say nothing, but very little.
Nothing nearly as good.
Not
as
a young adult podcast. Right. Yeah.
Good point. Good point.
The panelist of young adults.
Young adults by young adults. Mm-hmm. Something else young adult is in our tagline. It sounds great.
So, Grace, your mom was very, well, if in fact, two people, I think. If it weren't for Ben, if it weren't for your mom, this wouldn't happen.
100%.
This would not be a thing at all. And so she wanted to do this for the young adults, and I'm so glad she did. But one of the things we found out, and I mentioned this about a half hour ago, but I'll mention it again, that to reach this demographic, to reach these people, we needed a visual. Mm-hmm. It wasn't enough to, you know, well, you know, people your age are not going to be tuning in to AM 1160.
Yeah.
They want to see what's going on. So we went out and invested in cameras, a switcher, lighting, all that stuff so that we could put this on YouTube. And we also, we're doing a show with the Archbishop. We've got 4 episodes. We got one more coming in November. And we had to go, you know, the Archbishop has a tight schedule, obviously. So he couldn't come here to the radio station to record the show. We had to buy equipment for that show. There's some other things we had to buy. But for the year to date so far, since January, we spent about $3,000 on new equipment. Now, that includes the video equipment, too. So if you've ever priced video equipment, Ben, you can say...
It's a pretty penny.
Yeah. I mean, you know this area. So what I'm getting at, though, in order to bring new shows like the Archbishop show, and in order to bring... Let me finish my thought, and I'll get to this message here in just a second. Got breaking news.
Oh, heck yeah.
That in order to do this, in order to bring this, it does cost money. We need resources. And so that's why we need you to donate or pledge a monthly amount. Call 470-508-1160. Go to thequestatlanta.com or on the app. You can do that as well. And let me, the breaking news, I need the breaking news sounder.
I said heck yeah, and now I'm worried that it's going to be tragic breaking news, like there was a horrible mudslide in Haiti or something, and then I'm going to feel terrible, so I hope, I'm nervous.
We can all shame you for it then.
It'd be great.
That'd be fine.
Yeah.
So it says, Janie challenges all the people who have been touched by a young adult ministry in Atlanta to donate. Okay.
That's so true. That's such a good point. If you know a young adult, if you've been a young adult.
If your parents were ever young adults. Yes.
If you're going to be a young adult.
Have you ever met a young adult? If you are in any sort of way related to or love a young adult in your life, please donate to the Quest so that they can help us with this ministry. We're mm-hmm. really excited. It is a ministry. It's a mission. And we're really excited because I think this is one of the best ways that we can bring people closer to Christ.
And I just noticed it's a typo on here. It's not Janie. It's Janice.
Janice. Oh, that would be my mom.
Yes,
great. Heck yes. And as an added incentive, as important as it is that you donate to AM 1160, The Quest Atlanta, so we can keep stuff like this going, those numbers are going up on YouTube, and all that video equipment is primarily so you can watch Ben Barron shave his legs in studio. So we need to get to 77 subscribers.
Only when we hit 77 subscribers.
Right. No, if we do it during this hour, so in the next 20 minutes or so. So get in there, tell your friends to do it.
Yeah.
Shout out to Ben Gallimore, who I know is listening right now. Tell everybody you know, go on YouTube. Honest to God podcast, The Quest Atlanta. You'll see pictures of Ben and me. And
get on your mom and dad's YouTube account. They probably don't even know they have one.
Right.
Yeah, make a new YouTube account. You got extra emails, use a burner email, right? Set it up. Let's pump those numbers up. 77, watch Ben shave his legs. And if you're in Swainsboro, Georgia, I will send you a pair of socks with Ben's face on them if you donate.
So again, Janice challenges all the people who have been touched by a young adult ministry in Atlanta to donate. So hopefully challenge accepted.
Well, and it's huge. And I think media, too, is such a big deal. You know, when I was, this would have been 2007, 2008, when I was sort of having my conversion, reversion, whatever you want to call it, to the faith. I ended up pouring myself into things like Catholic Answers, like EWTN, all of this. And The Quest wasn't around back then.
Right.
I'm sure I would have been pouring myself into that as well. But I was having all of these resources that were really answering questions and digging in to all of my, everything that my heart was longing for, ultimately leading to what will hopefully one day be my salvation. And so in a small town in the middle of nowhere, it was Catholic media that actually kept me going, kept my journey going until I got older. I went to college. I met my wife, all of these things that fell into place. I found physical community there, but Catholic media is a big deal and we need this.
And I'm sorry, Grace, but I was just going to say that I think that with a lot of young adults, because it's your first experience, you know, you're going off to college, you're away from home. And I think that's probably when a lot of people do fall away from the faith is people, you know, late teens, early 20s.
Mm-hmm. Because they have those unanswered questions.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what I was going to say. Like you were mentioning that my mom was, you know, really passionate about getting this started. She's been passionate about young adult ministry forever. And yeah, that was one of the first things I told her. I was like, yeah, mom, I love this idea, but I'm not going to listen to the radio.
Right.
It's like, that's just people my age are just not as good about that. Yeah. And I was like, it needs to have a visual aspect. And I kind of thought, you know, that's it. Like the Quest is kind of about their radio thing and they're just going to kind of shut it down and it's going to disappear. But you guys were so willing to help us and like, and really like, you know, start from the ground up. And that's why the donations are so critical, because they do allow us to get equipment like the cameras and things like that. And you guys really invest that back into us. And ultimately, that'll hopefully bring people closer to Christ.
Absolutely. And with all the volunteers, and I'm going to bring this up again because I can't thank Ben enough for everything he does. I mean, I don't know if Grace, if you know, or JJ, but Ben puts a lot into this. He really does.
Absolutely.
And we're very appreciative of that.
Mm-hmm. No, big ups to Ben. Big fan. And if you like Ben, you can watch him shave his leg. I really want this to happen. Can we get a check for the number of subscribers? Because I want to see that out there. Ben Gallimore, if you're still listening, make sure you reach out to all those St. John Bosco kids. Make sure they get on there right now. What are our numbers, Dave? We got one?
We're up to 40.
40. All right. 40.
Oh,
we're getting
snap.
Close. We're getting close.
27, 15 minutes.
And now how do we right. find that on YouTube?
You can go to youtube.com and just look up Honest to God Podcast, and it should be second or third option at this
and
point.
And it's the one with the old-time microphone.
Yep. Well, you're not going to see the old-time microphone. You're going to see a big HTG.
Oh, HTG. And a, yeah, okay.
Yep, is our little logo for Instagram and YouTube and such.
Great, great. Yeah, so a 40 right now. We've got 14 minutes left.
14 minutes. Get your grandma to do it. Get your everybody.
Hurry,
everybody out there.
This is critical.
I know we have to do this. We need
Even
this.
Though she doesn't know what a subscribler is.
Does she have an email?
Click the red button.
Get that whoever at AOL.com email. Dust it off. And have her get to work. So once again, I do want to double down on, or just repeat myself when I say, you know, the show is a lot of, there's a lot of this stuff. There's a lot of, there's some goofy whatever, and it's good because it's real. But I really encourage you to check out some of these episodes and listen to some of the things we're talking about, because things get very real and really deep. This is not some of the Catholic morning shows or Catholic shows I've heard in my life. They're just kind of like, what's the funniest saint name? Right. Mm-hmm. We'll do some of that, but a lot of it really gets into the depth of who we are as human beings and the real struggles and the real temptations and the beauty and the tragedy of being a person who exists in this world with all the temptation and all of the frustrations and the obstacles that we have to overcome. We have married couples on there. We've got an Ask Father Anything segment coming up with some priests. We've got college students. We have people from all walks of life who are coming in. And the show is not a misnomer, right? They're being honest. That's the idea, is to talk honestly and candidly about things that we all deal with.
And I promise you, if you don't even have to be a young adult, but I think young adults tuning in, they're going to, like, you know, JJ, you might say something, or great, you know, one of you is going to say something that
I will.
Somebody, yeah.
It'll be JJ.
But the person listening is going to go, I've been there.
Mm-hmm.
That's happened to me before, which I'm sure, Grace, you've probably heard JJ say something where you're like, you know what, that's happened to me, or that type of thing. And I also want to just talk about this just one more time about the, you know, this demographic. You know, it's their first time out of the house, they're away from home and everything, and that's the time when they might fall away from the faith. I just want to mention that everyone who calls in or donates during this pledge drive, we're going to have a novena of masses said for the members of their family who have fallen away from the faith. So a whole novena of masses. I mean, that's
right.
That's powerful.
It is.
Yeah, it's
it
a lot
really
of prayer.
Is. So if you can, you know, and yeah, we would like the donation. But for that, I mean, you don't have to donate anything. If you can't swing it, for whatever reason, just call in and we'll get you on the list. Yeah, absolutely. And that's another thing, too, I want to mention is that we've right on the other side of this wall is a chapel where we have adoration 4 days a week. And it's a cool thing. I mean, we have mass said there once a week. So, I mean, if you want prayers said for you, we've got, you know, you can go onto the questatlanta.com and request prayers and we'll put them in our book of intentions.
Well, and one thing that I've always appreciated about the Quest and a lot of the shows that I've tuned in and I've listened to is how authentically Catholic it is mm-hmm. and how Eucharistic it is. Catholic is not just a label, right? You don't call yourself Catholic just because you've got a crucifix up and maybe a Hail Mary gets said sometimes. Every time I've been in here, there are literally people who are on shift during the show praying in the chapel, right? This place, we profess truth with a capital T, and we're not afraid to mm-hmm. say that out loud. And unfortunately, we live in a world right now where it's politically incorrect to say the fullness of truth is found in the Catholic faith. But we're not worried about being politically correct. We're worried about being honest to God.
Nice.
I did not mean to set that up, but I'm glad I did.
Well, we've mentioned this several times, but we have we're all volunteers that come here, and I want to just put it out there. If you guys know young adults or really just anyone who wants to get involved and help in any way, like, please reach out, because maybe you could be that person in the chapel that's interceding for us while we're recording the podcast, or maybe you could be in the back room helping our friend Hannah and Mackenzie work on the social media. You know, use your gifts, and we'd love to have you share those through the Quest.
There are so many different ways to be involved in this podcast, in this show, honest to God, if you're interested in doing that. I mean, we have married couples coming in on the 29th to do some recording. And one of the jobs that is just as important as me sitting here or Ben being producer Ben are the people who are doing childcare and literally helping mm-hmm. helping further this ministry by playing with babies.
Absolutely.
Right? We got people doing show notes. We have people who are on air. We have so many people who are here. I would love to do one where we just bring in the number of people that are sitting in the green room waiting to come.
Well, there wouldn't be room in the studio.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
You couldn't
it's so
do
cool.
that.
And if you would like to get involved and help out in any way, shape, or form, then you can reach us on Instagram. You can just send us a DM. It's honest, God_YA or young adult. Or you can email us at youngadult@thequestatlanta.com.
Mm-hmm. And we will be changing our Instagram thumbnail to a picture of Ben shaving his legs in
that
studio.
That was not in the original agreement.
if we get those numbers up to 27 in the next few minutes.
77. We're way past 27.
77. Right.
And one other thing I want to mention, too, and because you were talking about this, John Henry, is that Yeah, everything is steeped, as Paula, one of our volunteers, likes to put it, everything is wrapped in Christ. Mm. But you don't have to be Catholic.
Right.
If you want to
mm-hmm.
help out, if you're a young adult and you want to help out, we love to welcome anybody. You know, even if you don't know much about the Catholic faith, that's fine. You know?
No. Yeah. 100%, right? I mean, this is really, really a ministry in the truest sense of the word when we say it. And our ultimate goal is saving souls, helping people work towards salvation. And if you are not a young adult, but if you have grown children, or if you're on the other end of the spectrum and you're in high school, or I think a lot of the things that we're going to be getting into and talking about are going to apply, if not to you directly, then to the people in your life. And while I cannot make a bunch of promises about what's going to be on the show, what I can tell you is it's going to be unflinchingly Catholic. It's going to be Orthodox. It's going to be directed towards truth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And one thing that I'm like really excited about is say there's someone that's coming right out of high school and they're looking for, you know, how do I make friends? How do I step into this new college place? Maybe they're going out of state and they know no one. And then they find our show and they're just like, okay, let me look. And they can find an episode that we made 2 or 3 weeks ago. And they can find an episode on exactly the issue they're having and the thing that they're struggling to do.
And I'll say this too. If you want to DM us on Instagram mm-hmm. and say, hey, how come you guys haven't talked about this?
Exactly.
We're super open to this. This is not, despite what I want the title to be, it's not the Ben Barron Show. Mm-hmm. Right? It's not Ben Barron Presents, honest to God. We don't come up with this stuff. A lot of it is, hey, do you want to be this awesome person? I think we should have as a part of this ministry. They should be on the show. What do you want to talk about? But if you are listening right now or you listen to this later on and you think, man, I wish they'd talk about X, Y, or Z, let us know. We'll talk about it. We're happy to.
And even if you think, you know, this is what I would like to hear, but I'm probably the only one that's dealing with this. No, I will promise you, mm-hmm. no matter what it is that you want to deal with, you are not the only one dealing with it.
And we will find people who are dealing with it to talk about it.
We will make them come on to talk about your problems so you don't have to. Or you can. We would love to have you on as well.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Should we take another trip?
Let's do it. Oh, here we go. Wait, let me get up. I'm getting out of my chair right now to walk. Oh, door's open.
Here we go.
Oh, man, I'm just amazed at how many people are in this room.
Oh, man, it's hot in here.
It's steamy. Golly.
We want to thank Maria from Cedartown. We also want to thank Carol. This is in honor of Grace Givens.
Is that Carol Tearsmith?
It's from Fluffy.
Oh.
Who's Fluffy?
In Dahlonega.
Oh, awesome. That's fantastic.
Dahlonega, they're my neighbors.
Killer.
Okay.
Oh, I'm glad to be out of there. Man, it's crazy.
We're back.
And I don't want to spread rumors. I don't want to tell tales outside of school, Dave, but are they shackled to those chairs?
Maybe.
I mean, human rights violations
only
aside.
Only you can set them free. Please donate.
Exactly.
Make a pledge.
Please. We can leave whenever we want. We're allowed to walk out of here. But I don't know if they can. So Dave is definitely not staring at me threateningly while I said that. But please reach out, donate right now.
Carry on.
Yes, please do. We got stuff going on in here. I don't even know what's going on. We're almost out of time here. Is there anything that we've left unsaid? I don't think we have. I think we've covered all the bases, haven't we?
Yeah, I think we have. Once again, we hope that this ministry goes somewhere, mm-hmm. and that people who need to hear it, hear it. I mean, that's the prayer that we pray before every time we go on air, is that this is actually going to do something to further the kingdom of God. So mm-hmm. check us out. Check us out on YouTube. Check us out on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
Every Saturday at 4 p.m.
New shows mm-hmm. drop. Yeah, and you can always listen to us live, mm-hmm. or not live, but you can listen to when the show drops on Saturdays at 4 on 4 AM 1160, The mm-hmm. Quest, Atlanta's Catholic Radio.
And I'm going to reiterate this again, that once again, there aren't a lot of programs like this for this demographic, for young adults. And so that's why we're doing it, but it does take money. It takes resources to do it. We've got the volunteers. All four of you in here are volunteers, and how many? If you had to guess, how many volunteers?
At least 20.
I That's literally more. See a new person with a Quest tag on every single time I set up here.
20, 30, 40, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
But that's how many people we have working on this that want to be involved with it. Mm-hmm. They're willing to put their time and energy into this, and what we're asking is for some monetary donations to so that we can keep this going.
And if all 40 of those go to our YouTube page right now, all 40 of those volunteers, and subscribe, Ben will shave his legs. I was trying to pull it up. I can't pull it up. On camera.
Ooh, and I did want to actually bring up and look at our statistics that
41.
We got on...
41.
Yeah.
It's going up.
Looks like his legs are safe, Ben.
I'll say, if we can hit 100...
Okay.
By this Saturday.
Okay.
Oh.
Then I will shave my legs.
Game changer.
Okay. What if we hit 42 by Saturday?
So I have some reservations.
Okay.
So on YouTube, we are at, of course, 41 subscribers. We are currently at 287 views overall on our YouTube channel.
Oh, heck yeah.
That's awesome. We have a little over 100 downloads on all of podcast platforms, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Pocket Casts, wherever you listen to podcasts.
And this thing just dropped, so check mm-hmm. us out.
Yeah, 2 weeks in.
And that's really with very little promotion mm-hmm. Other than, you know, what... Yeah, all of you have shared on your personal mm-hmm. Right. socials.
And once again, just as an endorsement, my mom told me I look super handsome on the YouTube channel.
I can back up that claim, too.
My mom said the same thing about you.
Oh, that's weird. Okay, cool. Well,
yeah,
shout out to JJ's mom.
Yeah.
JJ's mom's got it going on.
I didn't say it, but you heard it here on AM 1160 The Quest.
I would step out, but we may or may not be shackled.
We can leave whenever we want. Remember, JJ?
It really was a pleasure having you all here. I thank you very much for not just being here for this hour, but being here for the show. We couldn't do it without all of you.
Yeah, thank you, Dave. Seriously,
thank you.
It's amazing what you guys do here, and we're so blessed to be a part of it.
Thank you, and thanks for stopping by.
Awesome.